Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Don Roach, International Relations graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, April 16th, 1952, Cyril Lashley, a carpenter of Government Hill, St. Michael, was condemned to hang for the killing of 30-year-old Elmina Hoyt of the same address. Elmina was married previously and resided at Government Hill. After the death of her husband in 1949, she became friends with Cyril, forming an intimate relationship. He eventually moved in with her, and they cohabitated until September 1951, when she moved out due to conflict in the relationship, returning to her mother's residence in the Ivy St. Michael. According to the Barbados Advocate, Cyril agreed and assisted Elmina with expanding the house. However, when he in turn asked for assistance in expanding his house, she had refused. 2 months later, Cyril took the matter to court, accusing Elmina of owing him money. Unfortunately for Cyril, the case was dismissed. On leaving the court and while on the court steps, the accused uttered, "Miss Hoyt, you have to give me that house, or I will kill you." The matter was reported to a nearby island constable who said that he could not do anything about it. The egregious act was committed on the night of January 11th, when she left her mother's home to go for a walk. Soon after, Cyril was seen walking together with Elmina up Government Hill Road. Arriving at the spot where they had lived together, an argument ensued, which resulted in Cyril grabbing a knife and stabbing the victim some 33 times. He left the scene and went to the reservoir and said to the night watchman, "Ring the police. I have just killed Miss Hoyt." Constable Kenneth Springer, who was detached to the District B police station at the time, happened to be on a bus along Government Hill when he saw some boys stooping over the body of a woman. He stopped the bus and exited. He made some inquiries and soon held the suspect, who had blood stains on his coat. The man exclaimed, "I am not going to run. I did it. I couldn't stand it any longer." He was cautioned immediately. When asked about the knife, he said that he threw it over Government House wall. The knife was eventually retrieved by Constable Springer. The accused, when interviewed under caution at the District A police station, admitted, "I did it. I am satisfied." His Lordship, Chief Justice Sir Alan Cullimore, who presided over the matter along with the jury that deliberated for 48 minutes to find Lashley guilty of murder. It happened on this day, April 16th, 1952.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.